I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama's state preschool program has been named the best in the country for 10 years running. The National Institute for Early Education Research ranks pre-kindergarten programs across the country each year based on quality. For the 10th year in a row, the Institute named Alabama's state-funded first-class pre-K program the nation's best. Alabama met or exceeded all of the Institute's quality benchmarks, examining things like student-to-teacher ratio and educator qualifications. Allison Mullendorf is the executive director of the Alabama School Readiness Alliance. She says the next step is expanding access so more students can take advantage.
Alabama's first-class pre-K program is projected to grow from 20% to 25% of four-year-olds statewide, and that means that one out of every four-year-olds in Alabama will have access to this nationally acclaimed pre-K program.
Last month, the Alabama State Legislature approved a $16 million expansion of the state's pre-K program. That extra funding is expected to open more than 150 additional classrooms and enroll nearly 3,000 more students. A team of University of Alabama engineering students is working on a project that's out of this world. APR's Pat Duggins reports it's part of a NASA competition that could help future astronauts on deep space missions.
Meet Marty 3.0. That's short for Modular Autonomous Robotic Terrestrial Explorer. The $7,000 robot will compete against about 40 other college entries in a contest at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The robot that can dig up the most simulated moon dirt wins. The University of Alabama team is the reigning national champion. Assistant Professor Kenny Rick says his students used that champion robot to design Marty 3.0.
Hey, we have this new idea A and this new idea B and this new idea C. How do they compare with this baseline that we just competed with that we were really happy with?
Rick says designing and building robots for NASA gives students real-life engineering experience as well as how to work in groups. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
And if you'd like to see a video of Marty in action, head to our website at apr.org. Also, the Speaker of the Alabama House of Representatives is set to stand trial on felony ethics charges that could result in his removal from office. Jury selection begins today for the ethics trial of State Representative Mike Hubbard of Auburn. He's facing 23 counts of using his office and his past position as chairman of the Alabama GOP for personal gain. Hubbard says he didn't do anything illegal. A jury pulled from as many as 140 prospective jurors will decide his fate in a trial that officials say could last around 3 weeks. Now your forecast.
Clouds building in throughout the day this Monday. That's going to keep temperatures a little bit cooler. They're going to once again struggle to try and get close to that 80-degree mark. And overnight tonight, clouds continue to hang around as temperatures drop down to the lower 60s. We see showers and storms developing by the afternoon. I'm WVUA's Reggie Roakes, and that's your local forecast.